know, to me it was kind of done when I got drafted. But, I mean, I guess today to officially sign and, you know, to be able to put that to pass and come out here, I guess is kind of the last piece of the puzzle to the whole draft process.
Throws today?
You know, it was all right. It wasn't a great day. You know, I thought there was things that I didn't do very well, but that's part of it. You know, it's not a 2 or 3 or 4 week process. You know, it's a long process, a long journey. You know, I need to keep learning, getting better, you know, asking Chad questions. So I definitely have a lot to improve and work on.
Will you be somebody that you like to throw a lot during the off time?
Yeah, I do. You know, I like to throw, you know, kind of year round, you know, not every day, but, you know, just stay in shape throwing wise. And, you know, I mean, that's definitely something that we'll do in July as we'll figure out how to get together and throw.
Was it difficult to keep your focus after signing today and then coming out here?
No, honestly, you know, I didn't think about it right after I left that room. It was, okay, it's over with. It's over with. In my mind, it was kind of over with when I was drafted. You know, I never thought about, I need to sign. I can't wait to sign. I need to hurry up to sign. So it was just something that I guess, you know, it is a once-in-a-lifetime thing to sign your first NFL contract. So that is something that's cool and, you know, I'll cherish forever. But it's definitely in the past and you know, forgotten about in my mind.
How do you feel like you're throwing the ball? Forgetting decision-making, just...
Average. Definitely, I think average. You know, stuff. I'm working on a lot of things. I'm working on a lot of footwork stuff. So there's things that I'm not doing well right now, but I'm not worrying about it because I'm trying to fix something else. So, you know, it is a process. You know, it's something that me and Frank are working on that's going to take a while. So, you know, I'll continue to improve and work hard.
Is that most of you really comfortable under center now? He almost has to tell you to get into the gun now?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. It's just sometimes I come out, and if I don't hear gun, I assume I'm under center, and I'm fine with that. But so sometimes he does have to tell me to get back. But, you know, either or is fine, and it's awesome that in our offense we have the option to do both.
Has it been more challenging than you thought, going from a situation where you were comfortable, obviously in college, everything came almost easier to you, and now here where there's a lot of adversity and challenges almost every play?
Yeah, you know, it's part of it. You know, it was the same thing freshman year of college, you know, so you're just starting all over again. It's just everybody's bigger, stronger, and faster. So, I mean, you're going through the same thing. You're learning a new playbook. You're meeting new people. You know, you have different challenges. And obviously at the level that we're at right now, they're as elite of challenges as they can possibly be. So you got to be able to have that, you know, quarterback amnesia and, you know, move past things.
Safe to say you're not comfortable yet?
No. I mean, I'm working on it. It's a process. I'm learning. But, I mean, I don't know if you could ever say I'd become – I mean, I don't know if Chad's comfortable. And, you know, he's been in the NFL for a while. So, I mean, I think that you're always learning. You're always working on something. You're always improving. So I think it's hard to say you're comfortable and settled in.
Blake, when you're working on mechanics and footwork, is it most evident, the product of that on deep balls? You know, it seems like those are fluttering.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. And that's something that's not what we're working on right now. But, I mean, that's definitely something that will be worked on in the future and something that, you know, will be addressed, you know, in July and going into camp. Thank you. Oh, sorry.
Is it hard when you're working on that stuff to try and continue to, you know, get it done at the same time?
Yeah, it is.
And get the play done?
You know, Frank's awesome about it. You know, he talks about when we do individual and we do all this stuff, that's when you know, routes on there, that's when you focus on what you're working on. And when you go into a team and, you know, 11 on 11, you just go make the reads, go make a play and fix it. You know, you got to make this stuff muscle memory because what I've been doing for 22 years isn't the right way, but that's what I'm used to doing, so I got to fix it, and, you know, it's going to take time. But
yeah, that's a really hard process.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is.
At least you don't have to change a whole lot, I assume, upper body-wise, right?
Right, yeah. It's a lot of feet, so, you know, it's a process, and we're working hard on it.